Last time on The X Factor.
The contestants sang songs from the stage.
Sharp Cookies became the next casualty of The X Factor.
Now it's time to hear the contestants admit their guilty pleasures and sing silly songs just for you. Who will make a bad song good? And who will be as uncool as the song they're singing? We're about to find out.
It's time to face the music.
Hello and welcome to the X Factor main rounds. This week, the contestants will each be fighting for a spot in the final five. This week's theme is guilty pleasures. Let's welcome the judges.
Dylan Collins. Princess Clary. Autumn.
Autumn, what are you looking for on the show tonight?
Tonight, I'm looking for everybody to melt my face off. There's going to be some pretty terrible songs tonight, but I'm hoping, you know, that they can kind of make it their own and make it just kick ass. Sorry, Miriam.
Dylan, what do you think your contestants have to bring to the show tonight?
First, let me say that's a lovely moo-moo you have on. I'm looking to hear Two Jews, One Country.
And Clary?
Well, I am looking for performances that are going to wake me up because it is 6:45 a.m. Yay!
If anybody sings Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, you win tonight for me.
Whoop!
Wake me up.
Jitterbug. Jitterbug.
I guess me and Dylan are both winners.
Freak gasoline fight accident.
How dare they speak of George Michael in such a way?
Okay. Dylan, would you like to introduce your first contestant?
Yes, I would, Copper. Because read to me. In real life, you know, he's a doctor, but he's so much cooler online.
Is that your introduction?
Yep. I don't know about that.
Is that finished?
Yes.
Oh.
That is my introduction. Don't critique my introduction.
Well, it wasn't my favorite of yours, to be honest.
What'd you throw a potty over?
You've had better.
I thought you were just under pitch.
I've had much better.
She wouldn't throw a party over it.
No, I wouldn't throw a party over it.
It's just under pitch. Little
intonation errors here and there.
Intonation.
It lacked emotion.
How about we listen to this song?
Okay.
It's going to end up on 7.
Listening. Okay.
Read to me.
I work down at the pizza pit. And I drive an old Hyundai. I still live with my mom and dad, 5'3" and overweight. I'm a shop-wide fanatic, mild asthmatic. I've never been to second base, but there's a whole nother me that you need to see. Go check out my space. 'Cause online I'm out in Hollywood. I'm 6'5" and I look damn good. I drive a Maserati, I'm a black belt in karate, and I love a good glass of wine. It turns girls on that I'm mysterious. I tell them I don't want nothing serious, 'cause even on a slow day I can have a three-way chat with two women at one time. I'm so much cooler online. So much cooler online. I get home, I kiss my mom, and she fixes me a snack. I head down to my basement bedroom and fire up my Mac. In real life, the only time I've ever even been to L.A. was when I got the chance with the marching band to play tuba in the Rose Parade. Online, I live in Malibu, I pose for Calvin Klein. I've been in GQ, I'm single and I'm rich, and I got a set of six-pack abs that would blow your mind. It turns girls on that I'm mysterious. I tell them I don't want nothing serious, 'cause even on a slow day I can have a three-way chat with two women at one time. I'm so much cooler online. Yeah, I'm cooler online. When you got my kind of stats, it's hard to get a date, let alone a real girlfriend. But I grow another foot and I lose a bunch of weight every time I log in. Online, I'm out in Hollywood, I'm 6'5". Damn good, and even on a slow day I can have a three-way chat with two women at one time. I'm so much cooler online. Yeah, I'm cooler online. I'm so much cooler online. Yeah, I'm cooler online. So much cooler online. Yeah, I'm cooler online.
Mom, no. Mom, I said don't interrupt me while I'm recording. Can't you see I'm doing online stuff now, Mom? What do you want from me?
Oh, I hate my life.
And that was Read to Me. Dylan, what did you think?
Your voice works well for country, surprisingly enough. I never would have pictured that or what. I think this was a good song for you. The more I hear your falsetto, the less a fan I am of it, so I think you need to stop using it for a couple weeks and then use it again later. But don't use it every single week because it loses its edge. Like, the first couple times you did it was cool because we didn't know you could do it. But as far as falsettos go, it's not the strongest falsetto in the world, so you probably want to hold back on it. But I like this for you a lot.
And Autumn?
I feel like that wasn't even really falsetto. I feel like it was just pushing towards the top of your range. It was really thin sounding. But this wasn't too bad. I mean, the thing is, it was a freaking country song. And, like, the thing about country songs, or at least modern country songs, like pop country like this, is that they're just boring. Like, they're just the same thing over and over and over again. And, I mean, there's just not a lot that you can do to make it more interesting. I just feel like it was just really dead. Like, I lost interest. I started thinking about something else while I was listening to it, so. But I didn't think it was bad. So,
and Clary?
I liked it, mostly. Sorry. I always do that.
I think Dylan stole my critique. I'm not going to, like, put anything in the chat anymore because
no, you're
he blatantly
talk about,
has nothing to say.
You're going to talk about that he should have used more of a country accent, which is a stupid critique that doesn't make any sense.
I'm sorry that I don't like his falsetto.
Personally, I could have used a little bit more accent myself.
No.
Just for this song.
If you do
this
that,
song.
It becomes like a parody. Nobody takes it seriously.
But this
but
song was
how
a parody.
Sing, but that's how they
this
sing.
This song
not
was
everybody
a parody.
Everybody sings that.
I know, but this song was a parody.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
anyway,
yeah.
I was the one that said about the high notes first, and you stole it from me. I did not think
about the high notes.
I'm just looking. It's there, right there. I do not think much of Reed's high notes. That's
I'm
what
sorry.
I
actually,
if Claire
actually,
has an opinion,
I've...
I'm not allowed to have the same opinion.
No, you're not, because you.
I apologize.
Steal
I stole everything
from
Claire.
All right, everything let's get back on track.
But I have a, yeah, I was going to say, you steal everything from me.
I wouldn't
me.
Throw it's a party over in, this Reed.
Yeah.
With that.
Right, yeah.
Slayer.
Yeah?
Actually, when I saw that, I was like, man, she's going to think I stole her critique because I'm going to mention those high notes too.
I was going to mention it too. You can't just post things in the chat and not let anybody else mention it.
Well, actually.
That's ridiculous. Keep your comments to yourself.
You're ridiculous.
Oh, Clary, talk. Dylan, shut up.
Yeah, I didn't think much of the high notes. I don't think that you should just not do them, though. I think that rather than just ignore your weaknesses like Dylan is trying to make you do, you should actually work on them, and you should practice, and you should try to find a way that makes them sound a bit more pleasant. It may have just been the song. I mean, because I'm sure I've heard you sing high and it's not sounded like that before. I mean, it wasn't like it was really, really bad or anything. It just didn't sound great. It was just not really... They just weren't really that great.
Just wasn't really bam.
I'm not saying to ignore his weaknesses. I'm saying don't exploit them on the show.
Well, you said
I'm just
don't going
for
a while.
You need to take a break from them for a couple
weeks.
Well,
yeah. Well, I don't think.
Well,
that you
maybe
can do
not.
That.
I mean, I feel like there's lots of different ways that you can approach those, and you can.
It's
make,
like we told Pharaoh with
this,
his this vocal
only,
cord
no,
having
shut
sex
up,
with
shut
each other.
Up,
you have
shut
to.
Up,
but
okay.
you can.
Shut up.
But you can
okay.
modify to make it. You can modify to make it. Like different for each different style of music that you're singing, so you should
have
modified
you
it
have
to this
one
style.
Contestant left, so shut up. You don't even know how to coach
there's,
a team.
There's only two
okay.
weeks left, and he can't just ignore the high notes for the
why
last
do something
two.
You're not making 2 weeks left.
Well, you shouldn't. You should work on it, and you should improve it in order to
do
raise
not,
your game.
Not in the next minute. Not in 2 weeks. No.
And
we're
you're making
final.
Me shout. You're making me
right,
woke,
let's,
it woke up
let's
there, but I had
just
one more
have
thing to
Autumn
say.
Introduce
I had
her
to
contestant.
Say. I would have preferred more of a country accent.
You're an idiot.
Let's just have Autumn introduce her contestant.
Hey guys. I bet you can't guess who my next contestant is.
You have contestants left?
Just one.
And it's Aria. Bam!
Aria.
Take me away, a secret place.
And that was Aria. Clary, what did you think?
I thought that was really good. I didn't know the song, but it was just like so different to anything else you've done. And I do think it's, yeah, I can see how that sounds like some cheesy, crappy song that came out of the 90s or something. But I think even though it was a rubbish song, I think you did it really, really well. I really liked it. I really liked your layering, and I really liked your high notes. And I've said that before, and I'd like to hear more of your really lovely, gentle, really sweet, like innocent, higher range. I really like it, but you don't do it very much. I liked it.
And Autumn?
Dylan, your mic keeps doing some weird, weird things.
Stop humming, Dylan. It's annoying. You are, you're going.
It's really loud. It's really loud.
Like that. It's really annoying.
Sorry to interrupt.
Is that better?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear me at all now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can hear you fine.
Probably too fine.
Perfect.
Anyway. Shall Autumn, what did you think?
I really, really like this, like I already told you. If I had any note on this, it would be that maybe on the choruses and on that very last note on the bridge on the butterflies, that it could just be even brighter, because I feel like you kind of swallowed the chorus a little bit and it was kind of too dark for the sunny, sunshiny song. But other than that, I freaking love this, and I loved what I loved what you did on the bridge, and I loved your harmonies. I thought all your harmonies were really good. I think I heard one in the second verse that was like kind of weird and out of place sounding. It was like one of the high ones that was like ah, or something like that, and it sounded weird. But it could have just been the backtrack, maybe, I don't know. But I really like this. So.
And Dylan.
You're a much better singer than Natasha Bedingfield. You made this song not suck. You made it sound full, and it was ear delicious. I hate this song, but you made me hate it a little less.
Natasha? Who's Natasha?
It's what's her face's sister?
Not Natasha Bedingfield. Not
yeah, it's what's her face's sister?
Daniel Bedingfield.
Natasha.
It's Natasha. I do know Natasha. Her. I don't know this song. I don't know this song, but I do know Natasha Bedingfield.
You also said this was from the 90s, so your credibility
is
shot.
It sounded like it was from the 90s.
You're just making an idiot out of yourself.
She's early noughties, so that's not like that bad. I didn't get
she's
it that
naughty?
Well.
Did you say no, she's
early noughties?
Noughties.
The noughts are double. Naughty. Hold on, now you're making an idiot out of yourself. Yeah. Oh, I'm surrounded by idiots.
Kicking yourself.
Well, I feel like kicking Dylan out of the chat.
Maybe
Dylan,
we should
like to... Oh, wait, no, it's Clary's turn. Okay. Sorry. Clary, would you like to introduce your first contestant?
This, I'm pretty certain, is going to be either really, really freaking awesome or really, really bad. And it's Pharaoh.
Wait a...
What? What?
Way to introduce your contestant.
Pharaoh.
Oh, baby, baby, I was supposed to know that something wasn't right. I shouldn't have let you go. And now you're out of sight. Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know now what we got. My loneliness is killing me, and I must confess, I still believe, still believe. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time. Oh, baby, baby, the reason I breathe is you. Boy, you got me blinded. Oh, pretty baby, there's nothing that I wouldn't do. That's not the way I planned it. Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know now it began. My loneliness is killing me, and I must confess, I still believe, still believe. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time. Oh, baby, baby. Oh, baby, baby. Oh, baby, baby. How was I supposed to know? Pretty baby, I shouldn't have let you go. And I must confess that my loneliness is killing me now. Don't you know I still believe that you won't be here and give me a sign. Killing me, and I must confess, I still believe.
Still believe.
When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, and one more time.
And that was Pharaoh. Autumn, what did you think?
Pharaoh, I wasn't a big fan of this. I'm just going to put it out there. I just feel like it sounded... It just wasn't very great. I just feel like you're not really utilizing your air at all. And it really saddens me because I... I feel like you'd gotten better at...
Yeah.
Huh? What? I can't hear what you're saying.
He's just mimicking you. Just ignore him.
Okay, anyway. And you're starting to have that thing creep back in where you're kind of pushing your vocal cords, your vocal folds together instead of letting the air resonate and vibrate them naturally, which is natural vibrato. And so your vibrato is very forced. A lot of the notes weren't there. A lot of things were really flat, and I felt like your transition from your chest voice to falsetto, it was just really throaty. It wasn't even chest. There was no chest voice or mixed voice. It was just all really throaty sounding, and I feel like you could have done a lot better than this. I feel like this was a step backwards.
And Dylan?
Pharaoh, I want to thank you. Because with this, you've guaranteed my contestants a spot in the semifinals. So thank you, sir. I give you an A for song choice and being gutsy, but a D for the actual singing this week.
That's mean.
And true.
And mean.
And true.
And also
Larry.
Mean.
This could have been... excuse me. Oh, my God. This could have been, like... really, really good. It could have been like absolutely amazing, and I really do think that if you had got your song into me sooner, like during the week, then I could have helped you iron out any of the issues and told you like what you could do to make it better. But then, to be fair, I think there's certain things in this that you really should have heard yourself. I mean, moments where it went flat, and
definitely
and especially in the improvisation bits that you were doing at the end, some of those were terrible. They were really, really bad. I'm really sorry, because you know I love you. I'm a big fan of yours. I really am. I think you're an amazing singer, but you really should have heard that they were off. You really should have heard that, and you didn't. So yeah, that's just a bit strange.
Or you did.
Or you well, here's the thing. Didn't care. No, no, no. Don't you start, because I'm not finished. Right? So, yeah. Just moments like, obviously, that it was flat. And there were moments, like, I do agree with Autumn, that there were moments where, like, your transition wasn't very good. But there were also some really good moments in this, some really, really good moments, but they were just, unfortunately, very far and few between. So, it's really frustrating, because I know you could have done a lot better. Like, I loved when you went, it wasn't the transition into your falsetto that was great, but when you actually did do the falsetto, it had a nice quality to it, although it wasn't always very strong. It had a nice sound to it, and I think you should explore that a bit more and practice with that a little bit more, because I don't, something that I've not heard from you. Yeah, this just could have been so genius, and it failed, and it really upsets me, because you could have done this so much better. I just wish you'd have given yourself more time. I'm a bit good.
All right, well, Dylan, would you like to introduce your second contestant?
Let me just say this. Pharaoh is a really good singer. He knows when people are being
patronized. Pharaoh isn't your next contestant, so
he knows
up.
When people are being patronizing towards him. He appreciates that we're being honest. That's what I was going to say. My next contestant is Miriam.
Miriam.
You, with your words like knives and swords and weapons that you use against me, you. Knock me off my feet again. Got me feeling like I'm nothing new. With your voice like nails on a chalkboard, call me out when I'm wounded. You picking on the weaker man. You can take me down just one single blow, but you don't know what you don't know. Someday
I'll be living in a big
And that was Miriam Reed. Dylan, what did you think?
Loved your presentation of the HMAs. I say that because I am going to be a little mean. It was good. Didn't blow me away, really. I think with the Guilty Pleasure songs, you have such a great chance to do something like Mbop or something that like people that do these types of songs, like the really well-known ones, as long as they sound good, are going to be memorable ones tonight in a good way. This was just like, I'm beyond the point of being like, wow, she can sing for only being 11. She's really good. I'm going to critique you like an adult. I don't think there was anything overly special about this.
And Autumn?
I felt like this could have sounded a lot angrier. I mean, like, and that's the thing. You are a kid, so I don't know if you could fully grasp the situation that she's singing about. But this guy is, like, beating her up. And, you know, I mean, who's going to be happy about that, right? But you just sounded very kind of carefree and... And I felt like it could have just used a little bit more depth in that aspect. As far as technically, I feel like it sounded too low for you, but I don't think it is. And here's why I say that. It's because even when you drop down to these lower parts, you're still trying to sing in your kind of mixed voice that is like half head, half chest voice, when you can really just drop down all the way to your chest voice. And, I mean, you know, if you're going to sing a song that's going to dabble down there quite often, then you may just want to exercise that range before you begin recording. And then another thing was your diction again. And I just say this because some of the words, particularly towards the middle and then to the end, sounded kind of muddled. You just need to be, you know, really precise, because it like makes it sound like the rhythm is off. And I don't think that the rhythm was off. I just think that the placement of your consonants was off. And the ends of your phrases could have been stronger. Like, you just need to make the ends of your phrases, those words still need to be conveyed, even though, I don't know, maybe you're running out of breath or you're just not really thinking about it a whole lot. So you just need to make sure that every note is heard. And that's my critique of Miriam's mean.
And Clary?
First of all, I'd like to say this song is clearly about Dylan, because he's mean, he's horrible, he's really nasty. Anyway.
I don't beat up really women. Nasty. I don't appreciate
nasty.
That.
Well,
it's nasty.
Well, I didn't really hear anything. I don't know this song, and I didn't hear any specific
Maybe you should listen
references.
To the words.
I didn't hear any specific references to being beaten up or whatever. I think I woke Ben up again. Oops.
Some, I don't know, maybe it was when she said, someday I'll be big enough that you can't hit me.
Oh, really? I thought she said she was going to leave to the city or
something like that.
I thought she was talking about throwing a party.
No, that's not what I thought. Well, I obviously missed that lyric. Apart from that lyric, it sounded more like, you know, somebody just being a bit mean. And anyway, seriously, if someone's beating you up, you're not going to call them mean. You're going to call them a lot more than that. That's just silly. Anyway, so, I thought that this was kind of just okay for you. I think it was just very samey and very repetitive, like Autumn said, about general country songs.
Yeah, that's just country.
Yeah, it's just, it didn't inspire me much. And I just think as somebody of your age, you could have had some real cheesy crap that you could have done and made brilliant. But no, it was just...
Claire?
Yeah, what?
Can I read these lyrics to you, please?
Yeah, go on in.
You, with your words like knives and swords and weapons that you use against me, you have knocked me off my feet again, got me feeling like I'm nothing. You, with your voice like nails on a chalkboard, calling me out when I'm wounded. You picking on the weaker man. Hold on, this pop-up just ruined
I don't hear it, anything though. About being beaten up in that either.
Okay.
Actually,
fuck you, listen. Well, you can take me down with just one single blow, but don't you know what you don't know?
That's a metaphor
it
for
could
the
still,
word.
Yeah, it could still be metaphorical.
Okay. Let me find the lyric that I was talking about. keep talking.
Well, yeah, that just, yeah, I don't know what to say.
Okay, you can cut this out, but Clary, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Did Silver submit, or am I still introducing her, or what?
Yeah, you'll have to still introduce her, because we're going to have to use an old song.
Okay.
Which Dylan will Skype to you both.
Someday I'll be living... Okay. Someday I'll be living in a big old city, and all you're ever going to be is mean. Someday I'll be big enough so you can't hit me, and all you're ever going to be is mean.
Well, it could still be metaphorical, but yeah, I get your point.
I guess I could see.
But you need to Skype them the song, not me. You need to Skype them.
Maybe he was emotionally abusing her. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
She's being abused.
Okay.
She still needs to sound angry.
Apart from the beating up women part, it's still Dylan, really, isn't it? He's horrible to everyone.
It's a really carefree sounding song.
It sounds way too happy to be about being beaten up. Anyway, I just thought it was samey, and it wasn't as good as what you normally do. That's all I'll say about that. All I've got to say about that.
Alrighty. Well, I don't have another contestant, so...
Am I introducing my next one?
It's all
yeah,
you.
Yeah, alright. Clary, would you like to introduce your second contestant?
My second?
Have I only done...
You have Turtle, and you have Silver left.
I thought we'd already done Turtle. Sorry. Yeah, it's Turtle. Woo!
Turtle.
OMG, awkward turtle.
Oh, my day, it's time.
And that was OMG Awkward Turtle. Clary, what did you think?
You know, I can't really comment on how good the enunciation was and how good the sort of language, as it were, was, because like I have no idea what is good Japanese and what isn't. But it sounded good Japanese to me, but this is coming from somebody who is 100% ignorant. So we will move on from that.
You admit it. You admit
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I admit it. I'm not going to
100%
pretend.
Ignorant. No ifs, ands, or buts.
However,
100% ignorant.
However, like, I can say that I thought that your singing sounded, you know, nice. It sounded okay. The only thing that I would kind of moan about was this kind of like back of the throat kind of kind of noise that you did at the start of a few lines. It's kind of grates on me a little bit. Don't do that, please. There was something else. Oh yeah. Like I say, I'm not an expert. However, I have heard quite a few songs that are sung in Japanese because I play computer games. So, you know, I've heard them in my Japanese RPGs and in some animes as well. And I think that you sounded a lot better than some Japanese singers I've heard. I'm just putting it out there. Japanese singers, I don't know. I really don't mean to be racist, but generally I don't like how they sing. They kind of sound a bit... They just don't sound like very good singers. I can't help it. I'm really sorry. I don't want to be racist. I'm not racist. I like the Japanese, but...
Nobody's calling you racist. Calm down.
You're like avidly defending yourself.
I am, because I don't want it to sound like I'm racist. Because I'm not, man. I'm not. But I think you sounded a lot better than some Japanese singers I've heard, and those are professionals, so kudos to you.
And Dylan?
I was completely bored by this. I don't mind foreign language songs in spite of what people have you believe. If I can feel some kind of emotion or make some sort of emotional connection, if I get what you're trying to convey with the emotion, but there was nothing in this. You were just singing it straight. I was so bored by this. And it irritates me that now all of a sudden your enunciation's fine, but then whenever you sing in English, it's like, it's very annoying. Please enunciate well all the time now.
And Autumn.
On next week.
I do agree that your enunciation was considerably, like, noticeably better on this, which was a little surprising. But Japanese is a lot about consonants, especially the K's. And I don't, honestly, I really don't know a whole lot about Japanese. I do know that a few times your vowels, particularly your ahs, were just a little too widespread. Like you were singing ah, like ah, when it really should have been like ah, because they have very rounded vowels, like in Japanese. That's one thing that I know. So that's why I noticed that, I think, was that your vowels were just a little too vertical when they should have been. I mean, they were a little too horizontal when they should have been more vertical, is what I meant.
Autumn used to be a weeaboo.
I used to be a weeaboo.
Her VAA name was Super Weeaboo.
It was Sakura.
Sakura Ai.
Sakura Ai. Sorry. Sakura. Okay. So anyway, if you're going to sing in another language, you know, I mean, it's good to just... I mean, yeah. I mean, you got the general pronunciation right. It's just that your vowels, you know. Another thing is you're scooping a few times, like not really starting the note on the note, just like gliding up to it. Which, you know, I mean, they do it a lot in Japanese singing. I'd prefer not to hear it. That's a personal preference, I guess. If it's a stylistic choice, I don't think it was. And a lot, one more thing about your, and I noticed this, it's one last thing, and it's relevant to almost every song that I've ever heard you sing, and that is that you always have, like these weird shadow vowels, like weird after effect vowels. Like when you're, if you're singing like an ah, or like if you're singing an ooh, then you always put an at the end. Like you'll be like ooh, or you'll be like oh. Or
something. Copper, like I thought you were supposed to cut us off if we go over 10 minutes.
Did I go over 10 minutes?
I don't know, you lost my interest like 30 seconds in.
All right, anyway, so I, well, see, the thing is, Dylan, I'm not trying to keep your interest. I'm trying to help Turtle sing better, so, so yeah, that's pretty much my critique, so.
All right, well, Clary, would you like to introduce your last contestant?
Sorry, nothing.
You're done, Oz, stop talking.
My last contestant is Silver Soulbird.
Silver Soulbird.
Let's go. Yeah. I've known a few guys who thought they were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, a know-it-all. So you're a rocket scientist, that don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Just in case, and all that extra whole gel in your hair ought to lock it, cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, oh, you think you're special? Oh, oh, you think you're something else? Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Let me get in. I can't believe you kiss your car goodnight. Now come on, baby, tell me. You must be joking, right? Oh, oh, you think you're something special? Oh, oh, you think you're something else? Okay, so you've got a car. That don't impress me much. So you've got the moves, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong.
Question, what is Dylan Cullen sick of? Answer, country, tonight, for one thing. But also, I'm sick and tired of people saying you don't perform, people saying you could use performance work, because once again, this was a great performance
not every song needs to be over the top. You had, this was perfect performance-wise. You sounded great on it. I hate Shania Twain like poison. I hate this song like poison. But as I said with Aria, you made me not hate it as much. The thing with you, I always have in my head you're going to sing high, like, ooh. So it's always cool to hear you sing, like, a more upbeat pop song. And I don't know why I have that in my head, because you don't always do the ooh. But for some reason, when I think about you, that's what I think about. I think it's because I had you on Perform It. And boy, did I have you. Again and again. Anyway. But no, when you're singing these pop songs, and these more upbeat songs, and you're singing in that lower register, I really like you in that spot, and I think you can do pop just as well, if not better, than anybody else on VH. I think this was a great song for you. This is tied for my favorite of the night with the other one that I said at the end. But this was tied for my favorite of the night. So kudos to you, Silver Soul Bird.
This was a really good performance. What we were trying to do with this song, Silver Soul Bird and I, we were trying to show a little bit more personality and a little bit more performance rather than that wonderfully beautiful voice that we all know that she has. And she has well and truly pulled it off. She's done a really good performance. It's full of attitude and it's really fun and it's just fun, really. And I think it's just very fitting for this stage in the competition to prove to everybody who may have thought that she was a one-trick pony and just had a pretty voice and some good technique and that's it. I think it just proves that she is a proper performer and that she does have the X factor.
All right, well, that's every contestant for the night. Clary, who did you think was the best tonight?
Aria.
Autumn.
Aria.
Dylan.
I only liked one tonight, and it was Aria.
That's what's up.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, that's right, guys. Oh, you only have one person. But look, boom.
It doesn't work if you gloat if we all just said we liked your contestant.
Boom.
All right, I changed my vote. My favorite was Reed.
No, it wasn't. Don't lie.
Just because of Autumn.
Nah.
My favorite is still Aria.
Mine was too. Good job, Aria.
Yes, well done,
Aria. It was awesome.
All right, well, that's it for the X Factor tonight. Remember to vote for next week's show. Good night.
Bye.
Please vote for Aria.